Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. Grassroots organizations filed suit last week against the Texas Secretary of State, alleging that the recently passed Proposition 2 failed to comply with common law requirements and included misleading language. Saturday, the Fifth Circuit stayed the Biden administration's vaccine mandate through the use of OSHA, citing grave and statutory and constitutional issues. That and more on today's episode. On Thursday last week, three grassroots organizations filed lawsuit over the recently passed Proposition 2 as an amendment to the Texas Constitution. Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom, or TURF, Grassroots America We the People, and the True Texas Project all filed a lawsuit against the newly appointed Texas Secretary of State, John Scott, challenging the constitutional amendment known as Proposition 2. The lawsuit contends that the ballot language that was presented to voters on November 2nd failed to comply with common law requirements and asserted that the ballot language was substantially misleading due to the removal of the phrase ad valorem tax increases. State law requires that a proposition be described, quote, with such definiteness and certainty that the voters are not misled. The lawsuit ultimately seeks for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to declare the election of the Proposition 2 void. You may recall that Proposition 2 would authorize counties to create transportation reinvestment zones that give them the authority to issue bonds and use property tax increases for repayment of those bonds. A virtually identical proposition was put before Texas voters in 2011, known then as Proposition 4, and voters ultimately rejected it when the phrase ad valorem tax increases was included. The parties to the lawsuit believe that the omission of the language was intentional, as the legislation, House Joint Resolution 99, authored by Democrat State Representative Terry Canales of Edinburgh, included the phrase in its stated purpose and intent, but that the ballot language was that resulted did not. While House Joint Resolution 99 was being considered by the legislature earlier this year, State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood, attempted to amend the bill to restore the original ballot language from the identical legislation from 2011, but was ultimately unsuccessful. In the lead-up to the constitutional amendment election last week, the Republican Party of Texas and the Texas Freedom Caucus, among other organizations, all came out in opposition to Proposition 2, citing specific planks in the Texas GOP platform that Proposition 2 conflicted with. At the conclusion of Election Day, Proposition 2 passed 63% to 37%. It's likely we will hear more about this lawsuit in the coming days and weeks. On Saturday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked or put a stay on the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate being implemented via rules by OSHA, or the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, requiring that employers with 100 or more employees require their individual employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccination, or at least implement weekly testing. The court cited, quote, grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate. The petition was jointly filed by a handful of states, businesses, and advocacy groups. It's possible that we hear more about this issue in the coming week, as more and more pressure is also added to the request that Governor Greg Abbott call yet another special legislative session to address the issue of employer vaccine mandates by the likes of the Texas GOP and other grassroots organizations, something they neglected to do in the most recent special legislative session. As we've continued to discuss, the list of lawmakers who have announced they are not seeking re-election to their current positions has continued to grow. As of this recording, there are currently 21 total, 17 from the Texas House of Representatives and 4 from the Texas Senate who have announced that they are either leaving the legislature or running for another elected office. Last week, State Representative John Frullo, a Republican from Lubbock, announced he was not seeking re-election after first being elected in 2010. Democrat State Representative Eddie Rodriguez of Austin announced that he was running for Texas Congressional District 35. State Senator Eddie Lucio, a Democrat from San Benito, announced last week that he would not seek re-election either, having first been elected in 1979. These announcements serve as a potential opportunity for activists seeking new representation around the state. The filing deadline for candidates is that of December 13, 2021, and it's likely that additional announcements are still forthcoming. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.